Unit 8. Romance Fraud.
Deaf people who are looking for love on the internet are being warned to watch out for criminals who are looking specifically for them. Romance fraud, as it's known, happens with online dating in general. But the police are so worried that deaf people are being singled out by criminals that they've made a video in British Sign Language to show deaf people what to watch out for. Romance fraud is a term used when you're approached online by a man or a woman who appears absolutely gorgeous, or so the picture they send you would suggest. This gorgeous person strikes up an online conversation with you, and over a period of time, they build a relationship with you. And they often claim to be out of the country on business, and they're desperate to meet you, and then suddenly they're in trouble, or they're unable to get to the UK, and they need money. So, how are deaf people particularly involved in this? Because you could do all of that to anyone, really. Well, these criminals know that parts of the deaf community are isolated and potentially vulnerable. In a world that relies heavily on spoken communication, it's much more difficult for deaf people to pick up general warnings. First of all, many deaf people aren't aware of what the scams are, as the information isn't as easily accessible to them as to people who watch TV and listen to the radio, for example. And if they get a scam email from abroad in not very good English because it's been translated using Google, a deaf person won't necessarily see that. Their first language is sign. English is their second language. In the past, fraudsters have sent out masses of materials. And just by the law of averages, they'll get a few people answering. Now, fraud seems to be a lot more victim-focused. Police have discovered three main areas. Firstly, romance fraud. Secondly, deaf adoption schemes, whereby they contact people via social networking sites to say that a recently orphaned deaf child needs a deaf couple to adopt him or her. Now that tugs at the heartstrings of some people in the deaf community, and that's how they would get them to pay fees up front for adoption, etc., etc. And the third thing is the deaf lottery, a lottery run to raise money for the deaf and the hearing impaired. In this case, you receive an email informing you that you've won a large amount of money on the deaf lottery. All you need to do is transfer the processing fee to their bank account, and you will receive your winnings. All these techniques are called advanced fee frauds. And that's where someone is persuaded to send money in advance of getting something back, whether it be love, or a child, or a lottery win.